Hey, welcome back. This week, I have a special treat for you. It's a little treat to open up this little tidbit of advice for you. It's a question that I got from a reader. Let's dig in, because this one's gonna cut to the core of what I'm talking about this week. Oh, which I didn't even tell you, did I? It's five things that men want in a woman, but won't tell you. And it has everything to do with this week's question. Let's dig right in. Her question goes, "Hi, Carlos. I had a few questions as I was reading through the Forever Yours manual. I noticed you kept saying to give him space, and there is really no need to text a guy every day. Doesn't that give them the space to go and potentially meet someone new?" And that's from Kelly. Well, okay, Kelly, thanks for your question. And this is going to be a little hard to hear, probably. This cuts right to the core of something I've been dying to discuss here for a while, namely the things a man wants in a woman. Now, I'm going to give you five things men want, but hang on, because what I have to explain first is actually going to rock your world a little bit. Now, Kelly, you said, doesn't that give them the space to go and potentially meet someone new? Kelly, he will always have this opportunity. You will never be able to game a guy with texts to take that away from him. But I have to ask you, do you think this is the secret to a relationship with a man? To just smother him with enough texts that he just can't stop thinking about you, or he can't think about leaving you? Because I can tell you that this is not what a man wants in a woman. Youch, Carlos, that hurt. Well, it's a sincere question for me to ask, because there's an underlying assumption in that question. I'm talking about the preconceived notion that it's in a guy's nature to be shady. There's the assumption that if you can't create a relationship with a man because he can't be trusted, if you aren't there watching him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you might be tempted to remind him every day with a text, or, you know, every few minutes, that Kelly is watching you. Are you doing anything? Are you meeting other people? And this belief is based on a whole bunch of other things, which, well, one of them stands right out. My own value isn't enough to keep a man interested. That's the core belief right there. And Kelly, that belief is the one that you need to root out and erase from your brain, destroy it, nuke it. This is the underlying belief that kills so many women's chances at a real committed relationship. Now, it's not as if we don't commit to a woman solely because we don't have time to shop for somebody else. That's not how it works with guys. We commit to a woman because of how we feel about you. So let's move into the five things that men do want in a woman and in a wife. What he wants, number one, a woman who he can play with. Play is important to men. It's vitally important. Not only do we have play as part of our nature, well, we expect it from our partner. He wants you to be playful because it motivates him to invest in you for a relationship. When he knows that he can cut loose with you, he's going to open up more. He'll talk more. He'll engage his primal emotion of play, which is directly connected to his love for you. You see, we men are raised to interact with our world in play and in action. That's how men work. We're people of action, guys of action, and we love to play with the world, not through talk, okay? And unfortunately, women are brought up, not unfortunate for women, but women are just different in the respect that women are brought up to use talk for most of the same situations. But this isn't compatible with how a guy works and how a guy has needs. Men don't feel gut-level attraction because you talked him into it. He feels that because you tapped into his playful side. And because you managed to do the one thing that he needs, which is to trigger his love law. And I'm going to talk about that in a few more minutes. So play games with him and see what happens. We want to see that you have a sense of humor. That's what guys are doing. We want to see that the woman in our life has a sense of humor. She's relaxed. She's not structured and uptight. And this specific quality, by the way, has been shown to be attractive because it implies a relaxed mind that can think of solutions to problems. This is going back, you know, millions of years in our evolution. It's the reason that we really developed a sense of humor in a lot of ways, is it's a very important telling personality sign. And this is why it's so important to women, right? And guess what? Men want it too. You want guys with a sense of humor? We want women with a sense of humor. We want to see that you don't take things too seriously. Don't be scared to tease them a little bit. At the same time, don't make things too easy for them. But I'm going to explain a little bit more about that one in a bit. What men want, number two, real men want independent women. This means not dependent, okay? That's what independent means. I know I say it like that because many people think that independent means having to go out and, well, be misambitious, okay? It's this thinking along the lines of, set the world on fire, you go, girl. No. I mean, you're welcome to go and do that, but that's not what independence is really all about. What independence means is being not influenced or not being influenced by or controlled by others in matters of opinion, conduct, etc., or thinking or acting for yourself, and not relying on another or others for aid or support. And here's one that most people wouldn't even guess. It's part of the definition of independence, and that is possessing a competency. To be financially independent, for example, means what? You're competent at finance and working with money. And what all these definitions are saying is that you should appear to have the ability to put up a boundary when you need it. All right, that's what independence means in a relationship. And that means not letting them walk all over you because you're so darn pleased to have a relationship. I don't mean for that to sound insulting or mean. It's just that many women do approach relationships this way without meaning to. And before you know it, your credibility and your power in the relationship are gone. Lots of women mistakenly think that men are looking for a weaker or submissive woman who will make him feel like he's smarter or more powerful. We are attracted to women who have their own life in motion because that's the best way for us to see that she has value already. What matters most to a guy is that she will open up space in her life and in her world to include him when it's justified. Again, many women just do the opposite of that. They're trying to be too available to him up front. They're trying to be too easygoing. They have this fear that if they're difficult in any way, he's going to find somebody who isn't difficult. Remember Kelly's assumption earlier that if he just happens to run into a woman along the way, he's just going to jump on that opportunity? It's not how it works. The best way to communicate your independence is simply to stay busy and actively pursuing your own life. Don't drop everything to pull him toward a goal of walking down the aisle with him. And definitely don't drop your friends for him. That's a red flag that men watch out for. Stay active with your social circle. What he's looking for in his girlfriend, number three, is emotional maturity. Oh boy, this is a possible minefield. Riddle me this. When there's attraction and then romance, but there's also a disagreement or a difference of opinion, what will you do? Because men watch for this situation at the same time in relationships. I'm talking about times when a woman is unhappy or she sees a shortfall in the relationship. So in these instances, a man wants a woman who doesn't immediately jump to blaming or criticizing us. More importantly, he wants you to share your emotions with him in a non-destructive way. The term for this is nonviolent communication, by the way, and it's an excellent method of not only getting what you want from him, but molding his behavior. How you handle your emotions is one of the most critical areas a man watches in his relationship. It might even be the number one deal killer for relationships. Tell us what you want without drama. Respect him and his emotions in the process. Be cool and keep your cool in your conversations, and he will notice it. It's not to say he doesn't care about you or how you feel or the disagreements you have, but he does need some reassurance of emotional safety, even if those conversations get a little bit tense. Most guys are wary of feeling attacked or getting hit below the belt when they don't see eye to eye on something. So do your best to remove the fear that guys have. It's a great way to keep your man from feeling like he's under fire. Plus, it'll prevent him from shutting down on you and putting up that stone-cold wall of silence when you do have a disagreement. Men want women like this. Number four, respect. Oh, this one is huge, and it's related to emotional maturity. You see, we often take for granted the basic fact that everyone broadcasts their personality in many different ways. We do it through our values. We do it through every word and every action we take. And when it comes to a relationship, every man wants to see how you're going to treat him. What you'll say and what you'll do to him will tell him the kind of person you are. Okay? Will you be courteous and respectful of him when you two have a chat in public? Or will you roll your eyes acting as if you're dealing with the world's biggest idiot? You want a big peek into his character? Go look at social media. This is a huge tip right here. Everything he says or does as a guy is going to show up there. You can see his comments, you can see his posts, you can see his replies to other opinions. His personality is completely laid out bare for you to review. Because guess what? He's going to be doing that to you as well. That's right. Facebook is now the world's greatest accountability and personality predictor. And he's not just looking at how you treat other people. He will be watching to see if you respect yourself too. Because if you can't respect yourself, you know, your health, your friends, your family, your career, well, then you can't possibly respect him. It's simply not possible to have healthy respect for another person without respecting yourself properly. Remember, there's a strong connection between the way you treat yourself and the way you deal with the people around you. And that especially includes the person that you're in an intimate relationship with. He wants to see that you respect yourself enough to conduct yourself in a classy way, both in public and behind closed doors. And finally, what men want from women, number 5, challenge. Low-key lifestyles are challenging in many ways. And what I mean by low-key is out of the public sight, they don't try to broadcast themselves and show off to everybody. That's a low-key lifestyle. See, we men are intrigued and inspired by women who have their own thing going on. Mature men aren't attracted to women who need to be visible and try to look like they're celebrities. Now, where am I going with this idea? You see, men want a woman who will challenge us. Left to his own devices, a man will run amok. He'll go power mad. It's true. It's not pretty, and I wish it were different. I wish it weren't like this, but I can tell you from firsthand experience, if you don't put a guy in check or create boundaries around him, he will become a little tyrant. But you can contain and direct this energy to help us be balanced and good people. All men want is a woman who can help us, basically help keep us in line, using that respect, mind you, and point us in the direction of our better selves. Challenge is the essence of a man's character and his motivation. Men rise to a worthy challenge and we go for it. We are doers. We are not satisfied with constant contemplation and rumination. We don't sit around thinking about stuff all the time, at least not for very long. Even if he appears lazy to you, rest assured that there is a man of action underneath that facade if you can just dial in and tap into that motivation and passion in him. So how do you challenge a guy? Well, the first and best way is to not give all of yourself up in the first 2 dates with him. Give us some mystery. Hold back a little. Yes, even with sex. All men have the implicit understanding that if he has to work to get you into bed, there is a greater chance for love and a relationship. Period. We know this to be true. And yet many women do think that if she doesn't jump in the sack with him as soon as possible, she's going to lose his interest. He's going to lose interest in her. And this is the same thinking that Kelly mentioned earlier when she said, doesn't that give them the space to go and potentially meet somebody new? Again, he will always have that. You can't make a man commit to you by trying to take away his options and his space. In fact, it will do just the opposite. It will inspire him to run as fast as he can away from you. That's the definition of ball and chain, by the way. Ever heard that one? So keep him challenged and keep him guessing. Leave a little room for mystery. Let his mind kick into gear so his imagination will fill in those gaps. With the right fuel, the mind can project powerful thoughts and images of you into his head. Keep him wondering about you. Keep him wondering if he's really got you. And even if he thinks he's got you, you need to keep him on his toes with challenges, quests to overcome, if you will. You ever wonder why so many of those fairy tales have the prince or knight guy going on one of those quests to win the fair maiden's hand in marriage? Well, that's because she knew that A man worth winning her hand wouldn't sit home watching TV and suddenly realize he was in love. He had to have his ass kicked and get out the door. And B, the way to create love in a man is to help him feel it by letting him take action. Set him up to succeed. Give him ways to keep you happy and he will gladly work for your love. Then he'll worship and desire you the way you want. See, fairy tales actually understood what was going on with guys. Just stay away from apples and evil stepmothers. Those apples aren't good. Now, chances are you've heard this and you're thinking, Carlos, I've got all those traits. Why aren't men just lining up to take me out and romance me? Why do I wind up dating all the jerks and losers out there? Well, just having the things that a man wants isn't good enough. Okay? After all, you're not a Barbie doll sitting on the shelf waiting to be bought. You're not just sitting pretty there waiting for some guy to see all the bullet points on your packaging and then grab you up and throw you in a shopping cart. But he will find you and he will want to be part of your happening life if you send out the right signals. Men pick up on a certain vibe that naturally inspires him to pursue you. It's a bit like gravity. Give them the right kind of nudge and things are going to unfold the way they should. And I made a great little video for you that talks more about that in greater detail. It's a brand new video, by the way. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/commitment. That's datingadviceguru.com/commitment. I want to tell you about this love law and how it works and how you can actually hit him with Cupid's arrow. It's something that was recently discovered about how men fall in love. I'm going to tell you how a man knows if he's in love. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/commitment. And I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo. As always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.